Exclusive: former British-Afghan commander warns on terrible, highly political EU defense fund. By Jack Montgomery on April 25, 2019. The European Parliament has approved a multi-billion euro EU defense fund described as terrible and highly political by a senior British Armed Forces veteran. As the bloc's plans for a European army, once dismissed as fantasy, plod forwards. The 13 billion euros EU defense fund was approved by 328 votes in favor to 231 against, according to Forbes, and helps move forward European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker's agenda for a defense union, which Eurocrats have become increasingly open about since the Brexit referendum was got out of the way in 2016. More defense cooperation in Europe is essential to address the growing global instabilities and cross-border threats to our security. It is clear that no country can do this alone, claimed Elżbieta Bieńkowska, a member of the unelected European Commission, which acts as both the EU's executive arm and the sole initiator of EU-level legislation, with the European Parliament having a subordinate role amending and approving bloc law. The European Defence Fund marks a big step forward in European defence matters. By promoting a strong and innovative defence industry, the fund will strengthen the EU's strategic autonomy and technological leadership in defence, she added. Critics see things differently, however, warning that the EU's centralizing military ambitions will undermine the transatlantic NATO alliance, which most EU member states are underfunding as it is, and hollow out the ability of national defense industries to act on their own initiative or in concert with partners outside the EU, such as the United States. Speaking for Veterans for Britain, a pro-Brexit pressure group led by and representing Armed Forces veterans, former commander of British forces in Helmand, Afghanistan, Colonel Richard Kemp told Breitbart London that the scope of the fund, which he described as a triple bribe for policy compliance, would actually extend far beyond its 13 billion euros headline price tag. Member states have to comply with EU defense policy just to be in it. Then they have to abide by the fund's governance structure overseen by the EU Commission. And then the fund is used as an incentive for member states to adopt changes the EU wants to impose on the actual national budgets of member states, he suggested. It is not a collaborative industrial scheme, he warned. It is a policy grab. The very fact that it is a magnet for policy compliance is dangerous for our democratic control of defense and our relationship with the US, he warned. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.